Let us read from God's holy word. From Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4. And we'll read the first 20 verses. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4. And the first 20 verses. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he is ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as others Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. There were many times the Lord wonderfully anointed the Apostle Paul while he was shut up in prison to declare some most blessed and faithful truths. You see, though the Apostle knew in his body much bondage, like John Bunyan did, shut up in Bedford Jail, but the Word of God is not bound. I often feel, when I feel in bondage in preaching, and many of the Lord's servants know what it is when they feel bound, but we have to come to this. The bondage is with us. It's not with the Lord. His word is not bound. And here the apostle was free to speak to the Ephesian church. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. You know, that's often a wonderful searching word to one's own heart. I often think, in all things, are we walking worthily? Doing that which is right and honourable before the Lord. And then he tells us, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another, in love. You know, grace will ever make the sinner, the child of God, willing to be lowly, and lowliness and meekness. It's a wonderful grace when that shines forth. And he says, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. And then this blessed word, endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. And we should ever endeavour to do that, whatever it be, to keep the unity of the Spirit. It's a solemn thing if we are doing the opposite and not endeavouring to keep it. But what led me to this chapter was this sixth verse, because he goes on to speak of one body, one spirit, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And then this word, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in you all. It seemed to so rest upon me, thinking of the prayer meeting this evening. What a mercy it is that one above that knows all that we need. And in a moment this verse seemed to drop in. One God and Father of all, who is above all. And that is a great comfort, you know, to a real child of God. The Lord's above all things. And we think of the solemn crisis in the nation and the turmoil there is, but there is one above that knows all the beginning, and he knows what the ending will be. In all things, whether it's in our souls, in our pathways, in the trials we come into, in the afflictions, the difficulties, he knows what the end, because he's above all things. And the same applies in the nations of the earth. Men predict this and that and something else will happen, but you see, nothing comes by chance. The Lord is above all things. I often think, and I may have spoken about it here many times, but you know, there's that beautiful word in the closing chapter of the 33rd of Deuteronomy, where he speaks of the Lord, and he says, the Holy Spirit has recorded, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, that is the God of the Lord's people. His dear people are referred to many times throughout the Word of God as Jeshurun. And then he says this, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency upon the sky. In control of all things, you see. All events, the hymn writer said, are at his command. And when you look at the wonderful deliverances in the Word of God of the Lord's dear people, such as Jacob when he was faced with Esau's 400 men against him, the Lord knew he was above it all, and Jacob had to come to the God of heaven for his deliverance, didn't he? Not only was Jacob in the hands of the God of heaven, but the enemies were too. And the same applied at the Red Sea with the children of Israel. The same applied to Daniel. So he says here, the one God and Father of all, who is above all. And if he's above all, poor soul, he should be revered, and the sinner will view his holiness, and there need much reverence to bow before him. But then he says, and I just hint at it, much could be said and many sermons on each clause really, and through all and in you all. He is through all things. You know, when the Lord is in the beginning of a matter, he'll be with the sinner right the way through. And the same thing with the child of God's life. Once he begins the work of grace in them, he'll be with them in the beginning. He'll be with them and take them right home to glory at last. Through all the journey and through all the trials they have to pass through. Plague with sin, plague with unbelief, but through them all he will bring the child of God safely at last. And then he says, and this is a beautiful word really, and in you all. Now let us ask this question to each of our own hearts. Is the Lord in us and in you all? He abides in the hearts of his dear people. He's within them. And may we be favoured with the sweet assurance the Lord is working in us. We read, don't we? It is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And in you all. Oh, may this be so manifest. And if he's in us, poor soul, we'll be tender, humble, and have the mind and spirit of Christ, and all we shall want to be the dear Redeemer. Everything else must be shut out. He speaks of one God and Father of all, who is above all. And may the Holy Spirit just whisper this into each of our hearts of sweet assurance tonight, and apply it to us, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. And may that be fulfilled in each of us here this evening, in you all. And you know, that applies to the whole election of grace. He will be in them all. Oh, he will. And it will be he that will bring them safely home to glory at last. You and I will not bring ourselves there. All our good works, everything we may do, will never bring us there. It's all done by the Lord from beginning to end. And why is that? That he might have all the praise, all the glory. The benefit is ours, but the glory belongs to the Lord. Well, may the Lord bless these few sacred verses to each of our souls this evening, and add his blessing upon this precious word.